It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they both heard footsteps when no one else was there. They both heard someone moving through empty rooms. But the strangest part was when something began sounding exactly like them.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, thank you so much for listening. We love to hear your real ghost stories, and if you've got one, it's super easy to share them. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802, or just write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber. It's super easy. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's life today?
I have to tell you, my dahlias are spectacular.
Well, that's nice to know.
I've been having this dahlia garden this year, and my goodness, they're starting to really come in, and I think within the next couple of weeks, they are going to be showstoppers. They are really quite beautiful. I have one that's supposed to be what's called a dinner plate because it's as big as a dinner plate.
Ooh.
And we'll see how that, it's got several blooms on it right at the moment. We'll see what that turns out to be, but they have been really beautiful. So I love my garden. It's kind of my little thing.
I would, you know. I know I sound kind of bitchy, but it's just because where I live has been so hot for so long.
You were and a little underwhelmed.
And my flowers that I planted are just looking so beat up, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, it's been over 100 degrees for like a month straight. We haven't had any rain, so everybody's yards are brown. And I do water my plants every day. Don't get me wrong, but it's so dry.
Yeah, there's
and so
not
it would
much
be so nice to
do.
Have beautiful flowers again.
Yeah.
Mine are just looking kind of bad. And I tried hard, but there's just not a lot you can do with day after day after day of excessive heat warnings. But
yeah.
But today we're not under a heat advisory or an extreme heat warning. It's just 100. So I don't know.
It's just 100. Yeah. Yeah, they've gotten to the point they are not even telling you it's going to be hot today. It's
100. 100. That's not that much. We wait till it gets to be 110. But yeah, so it would be so nice just to, you know, like back in spring when everything was so pretty around here. And it's just not like that right now. Oh. And you know, like where you live, it's a what, 70 degrees?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably maybe 70 right now. I'm not even sure.
Well, and it was kind of funny because we were talking about it in the last episode that we went to go to the Iowa State Fair and saw Lainey Wilson, and I was kind of dreading it the week before because I had been to the Cubs game in Kansas City and it was so hot. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be miserable. What am I going to wear? And I looked at the forecast and it, the high that day in Des Moines was 79. So it was like, I got this one day break from it by driving to Des Moines. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful day.
I don't mean to make you feel bad, but it's 66 here.
Oh. That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, let's talk about ghosts. And the first story says, I have a few stories I could send you. These all happened in the same apartment, so I figured I would put them together. I lived there for about 6 years in my 20s. I'm pretty convinced now that the apartment was haunted. It wasn't anything like what you see in the movies. We didn't have things flying across the room, or we didn't see full-bodied apparitions walking around. In fact, there would be sometimes months would go by without anything happening. But every once in a while, something would happen that neither my roommate nor I could explain. For probably the first year or so that I lived there, nothing happened at all. Then one night I was taking a shower and I heard someone come into the apartment. That would scare me to death. Because being in the shower, you're vulnerable, you're naked, you're all wet. You can't just jump out and go chase something. The bathroom was close enough to the front door that I could hear it open and close pretty clearly. I heard the door shut, then footsteps across the living room toward the kitchen. A few seconds later, I heard something get set down on the kitchen counter. I assumed it was my roommate coming home from work. I finished my shower, got dressed, came out expecting to find her in the kitchen or her bedroom, but the apartment was empty. I called her because I thought maybe she had come home and immediately left again. She was still at work and had been there the whole time. That bothered me, but I eventually convinced myself I must have heard someone in another apartment. It was an older building and sound did travel, although I had never confused another apartment's front door with ours before. Months later, something similar happened, only this time there was no way to blame another apartment. I was sitting at the kitchen table paying bills, and my roommate was supposed to be in her bedroom. I heard her say something to me from down the hall. I don't remember exactly what she said anymore, but it sounded like she was asking me a question. I answered her, but there was no response, so I called her name and asked her what she wanted. Nothing. I got up, walked down the hall. Her bedroom was empty. Then I remembered she had already left for work. I actually stood there for a second trying to figure out how I could have forgotten she wasn't home, because the voice had sounded completely normal. It wasn't a whisper or some strange ghostly voice. It sounded like my roommate talking to me from her bedroom. I called her later, asked her about it. She laughed and said maybe I needed more sleep. Then she started having experiences too. One night she came home and immediately called me. I was at my boyfriend's place and had been there most of the evening. She asked if I had stopped by the apartment earlier and I told her no. She said when she came in, she heard me in my bedroom. She even heard what sounded like me moving around in there, so she called out to me. Then she heard my voice say her name. So she walked down the hallway, opened my bedroom door. Nobody was there. That was probably the first time we really sat down and compared notes. Until then, I think we had both been trying to explain away the strange things individually. There were other incidents, too. Once I woke up in the middle of the night because someone was going through one of the drawers in the kitchen. I could hear the drawer slide open and then the sound of silverware or utensils being moved around. I remember lying there thinking my roommate must have gotten hungry or needed something. It went on for maybe a minute, then the drawer closed. The next morning, I asked her what she'd been doing. She said she spent the night at her boyfriend's house. That was one of those moments where I didn't really know what to say because I knew what I'd heard. There was no question in my mind that somebody had opened that drawer and moved things around. We also occasionally heard footsteps in the hallway. They weren't heavy footsteps. It was more like hearing someone walk from the living room toward the bedrooms, and then stop. Sometimes I would automatically look up because I thought my roommate was coming down the hall, only to realize she was sitting right across from me. The weird thing was that none of this happened often enough for us to constantly be afraid. Most of the time, the apartment was just our apartment. We went to work, watched TV, had friends over, did laundry, complained about the neighbors like everybody else. Then something strange would happen. We would talk about it for a couple of days, and then things would be quiet again. There's one experience that scared me more than the others because I was alone when it happened. I had fallen asleep on the couch watching TV, woke up sometime after midnight, the television was still on, and the apartment was dark except for the light from the TV. I was lying there trying to wake myself up enough to go to bed when I heard someone walking down the hallway. I assumed my roommate had come home while I was asleep. The footsteps got closer until they reached the living room and then they stopped. I waited for her to say something, but she didn't. I sat up, looked toward the hallway. Nobody was there. I got up and checked her room. Not there. Then I checked the front door. It was locked from the inside. I remember going straight into my bedroom after that and closing the door. I don't think I slept well that night. We never tried to investigate the apartment or find out who might have lived there before us. At the time, neither of us was interested enough to start digging into old records. And honestly, I'm glad we didn't, because sometimes I think knowing too much might have made it harder to live there. Eventually, my roommate moved in with her boyfriend. I stayed in the apartment by myself for about another year. That was when I expected things to get worse, but they really didn't. Every once in a while, I would still hear someone moving around when I knew I was alone. But by then, I had lived with it for so long that I mostly ignored it. I eventually moved because I got a better job. I wanted a nicer place. There was never a terrifying final incident that chased me out. I just packed up my things, turned in my keys, and left. It's been many years now. I still have no idea what was going on there. I don't know if there was one spirit there, more than one, or if there's something completely normal for everything that happened. The part I have the hardest time explaining is that my roommate and I both heard each other's voices when the other person wasn't home. Neither of us was asleep, and neither of us was expecting anything strange to happen. We were just going about our day. Whatever was going on in that apartment, I'm glad it never seemed to follow me. I still enjoy hearing other people's haunted apartment stories, and I definitely believe them a lot more than I probably would have before living there. But for me, one haunted apartment was enough. I'd rather not live in another one. I'm not sure who wrote that in. I get that. That's probably enough.
Yeah. You know, I think you could say, like, if it happened like once or twice or something, you know, you could say, was there a creepy maintenance man that had a key and was letting himself in and he's walking around, you know, kind of thing. But this seems to stretch past that.
And
this isn't,
it there. Seems like she also investigated, like she would go into the bedroom. Nobody was there. The door's locked. She hears somebody while she's on the sofa, and they walked right there and stopped. And she sat up and looked, and nobody was there.
And the voices.
That's weird.
We can't get past the voice thing. What would cause that? Like, what makes a spirit imitate or mimic a person to try to draw you in, kind of?
I don't understand the mimicking thing.
We hear it occasionally in stories where they say, you know, I heard somebody's, you know, my husband, I heard this, I heard somebody, my grandmother, whatever, or a voice, right? But the mimicking one where you're, that's always kind of creepy, where you're, what are they doing with that? What is it they're trying to make you feel comfortable so that you will go there or something? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very... That one's very unnerving, I think.
I did just look at it on ChatGPT, and it does say, on the non-paranormal side, one of the biggest explanations is auditory, you got to help me say this, pareidolia.
Yeah, pareidolia. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Our brains are extremely good at recognizing familiar voices, so an indistinct sound can briefly sound exactly like someone we know. Once the brain locks onto that interpretation, it can be surprisingly convincing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So paranormally, some believe a spirit may simply be repeating sounds it heard while alive or while occupying the location. Oh, then there's the darker interpretation.
That's where
something mimics a trusted person's voice specifically to lure someone toward it.
See, that's where I was just talking about that, right? That it would be, what is it they're trying to prove by using the other one's voice to get them to go down the hall to the room?
Yeah.
What's going on there? And it feels more like that to me than the other things.
But, you know, when it they did go investigate and look, they got lured. They went. Nothing happened. So I don't
know. That we know of.
I think that person's still okay to this day. I don't think they got possessed. Well,
maybe they put a hex on them that, you know, they would go on and, you know, like move to a different apartment and be okay. I don't know what their logic was in this or why they were doing it, but it feels like it was some sort of weird bait.
But it could also be you heard something, and it could be paranormal, but your brain interprets it as your friend. Now, what I think's weird is that it happened to both of them. You know, I could see it happening to one person, but they both had that experience. That's pretty strange.
That's what I think, too. I think it's too weird that they both had it.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. Well, let's go to this next phone call.
Hey guys, I absolutely love your show. My name is Riley, by the way. So I only have one story, but I think it's a pretty good one. So I guess this was a few years ago. My family was on a road trip, which we did a lot, back when I lived in Colorado. We were always driving around the state, and my mother, who is kind of wacky, she has this affinity for ghost houses or like abandoned towns or graveyards. Every time we drive past any of those, she has to stop and jump the barbed wire fence and go check it out. Take the whole family and take out the metal detector because she's not really into paranormal, but she loves old stuff. And so we're driving through Glenwood Springs and she says, oh, I know this cemetery that we have to hike to. It's called the Pioneer Cemetery. And she wanted to go because it's where Doc Holliday is buried. And if you don't know who he was a dentist turned gambler and gunslinger. And he was really close friends with Wyatt Earp and was at the shootout at the OK Corral and, you know, a lot of cool history there. So she's like, we got to hike up to this cemetery and check out where Doc Holliday is buried. So we did. It's a pretty good hike and it's at high altitude. So it's like a good workout. And, there was only one other family that was going up at the same time we were, and we were sort of making conversation. And so we're up there and there's me and my mom and dad and my little sister. And, we spent a good amount of time just checking out the graves and poking around. And then it was about time for us to leave. And my mom was leading and it was my little sister, me, and my dad was behind me. And I was wearing a white coat. My snowboarding jacket was like this sort of reflective white color. And so my dad's behind me and I hear him yelling at me. You know, he says, Riley, we're going this way. Where are you going? And I turn around and he's looking the opposite direction, like down into the scrub oak, yelling at someone down there. And he was yelling, he's like, what are you doing? Where are you going? We're going this way. It's time to go. And I said, Dad, I'm right here. And he turns around and his face just fell. And he's not the kind of guy to get into like ghosty stuff. He's very practical guy. So he turns around and takes off. He's like going to go find whoever it was. Cause we knew that there was only a couple of people there and they were pretty much with us the whole time. And so he goes off into the woods, and we're all standing there waiting, like, I don't know what's up with Dad. But so he comes out of the brush, and his face is just white, and he wouldn't talk about it until we got back to the car. And he was like, I saw a person. He's like, a solid human walking through the woods with a white coat on. And he's like, and there was no one there. He's like, he said he walked far enough out into the woods, and it was just essentially turned into a cliff, and it kind of dropped off. So he's like, freaked out, and it was really great. We were all really excited, but he was freaked out because he's not that kind of a dude. So yeah, I don't know. My little sister thinks it was Doc Holliday and his dentist coat, but I don't know about all that. But yeah, if you ever get a chance to check it out, super creepy cemetery, really, really old history up there. And thanks for taking my call, and thanks, guys.
Love that her mom likes to find all these cemeteries and it's like, we've got to hike to this one and we can climb the fence to get in.
Yeah. Well,
I love that.
You know, and if
mother.
We're thinking about Colorado, that state has to be full of just weird little things, like a weird cemetery here and a weird thing here, because, you know, people came out there, they came out to panhandle and, you know, find gold and whatever, and they would start up a little community and then abandon it when it went bust. So you would have little graves here and there where somebody passed away. Or if you just think about the terrain and people trying to get across the Rocky Mountains, you know, how difficult that would be. So you would lose people along the way. So Colorado is just spotted with these abandoned little mining shacks and little graveyards or grave here and there and so forth. And it is and at night, Colorado is creepy. There is something very scary about that state, I think, that has a lot of this history to it. Now, what do you think about the dad seeing something?
I don't think it was Doc Holliday, but I do like the sister's theory, the white coat. But I don't think that was him, because I don't really think they were known for wearing white coats back then. But yeah. I think that the dad thought he saw his daughter. And he's like, whoa, 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 you can't, you know, don't be walking off into this wooded area. You know, dad's being a dad and keeping his kids safe. That's how real that was.
Are we into mimic again?
I don't know, because it might just be the dad saw, you know, something in a white jacket and assumed it was his daughter.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think the dad saw some kind of apparition.
I do too.
Because they were at a cemetery.
Serial killer. I hate those serial killers out in the wooded areas. That creeps me out.
Well, at least a serial killer was going away from them rather than
that's true.
Them. So
a
that's
serial not killer. I'm a serial not killer.
I'm just a regular guy who likes to scare the crap out of people.
I'm not going to kill you, but I find
that to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I just love
Colorado.
I just love that the mom likes to do that.
I do too.
Let's listen to one more story.
This is Scott from Portland. Throughout my entire childhood, there were a lot of stories when I was a little kid about people seeing another child in our house, a little blonde haired kid. No explanation for that or whatever, but it was very clear when I was, before my sister was born, that I had a friend that I was always hanging out with. What I'm going to tell you guys about is some of the stories that I do remember, is the little kid that we had. I don't remember, I was too young. You know, I was 0 to 2.5. But one of the first stories that happened that I remember was when I was about 8. There was a couple of things that happened around that same time, and I'll tell you those other stories later, but the one that made me start noticing things were off. I was 8 years old and I woke up in the middle of the night. I lived in an apartment with 2 bedrooms in California. I shared a bunk bed with my sister, and I was on the top and she was on the bottom. Anyway, I woke up, I had to go to the bathroom as normal little kid things do. So I climbed down real quietly and I snuck out of my room real quietly, trying not to wake up my sister. And I went down the hall, and I was heading toward my parents' bedroom, you know, the bathroom being between the two bedrooms. And we had a cat. Her name was Sally. She was a little black and white cat, roughly about at that time, probably up to my knees-ish, you know, being that I was only like 3.5 feet tall or whatever. Anyway, so I remember going toward the bathroom, and I was fully awake. The lights were off. It was dark. And Sally came up to me and just ran right into my knee, which she always did. And she purred and meowed. And I reached down and I pet her. And I was like, hey, Sally. And I actually spoke to her. Hey, Sally, reach down and I pet her. And everything was fine. And then I went to the bathroom and I turned the light on. Like, I opened the door, I turned the light on. And when I did, Sally was sitting on the toilet, like, very asleep. And the light coming on woke her up. And she, like, slowly looked up at me, blinking her eyes, you know, waking up like cat through the middle of the night. And at that moment, I was completely just shaken. I was frozen in fear. And I, in the light of the bathroom in the hallway, I looked around to see if I could see the cat, but there was no cat in the hallway. There was no cat anywhere around me. So I don't know. I don't know what that was or how to explain it, but that was the first time that I started noticing really strange things happening when, as a kid. I'm sure there were a lot more that I just don't remember. Just like there was a couple of things from the same time frame that I honestly do not remember. Everyone else does, like jumping in a pool to save my cousin who was drowning. I don't remember the entire day when that happened, but everyone else in my family remembers it. So I'm not sure how I can explain this, but the cat thing was what made me start waking up, paying attention. Now I have more stories to go along with that same time frame, that same place, but I'll share those later. I just wanted to share a brief one with you guys, and also thank you for everything that you do and for the opportunity to like listen to other people's experiences and realize that I'm not necessarily alone with these strange things that occasionally happen. Anyway, thanks very much.
That is interesting that he stops and says, hi, Sally, to his cat. That's how real that was.
And pets the cat.
Yeah, and goes on into the bathroom and the cat's just woken up, sitting on the toilet, laying on the toilet.
Yeah, opens the door and the cat's already in there.
I don't know what that is. It's a ghost cat.
It is a ghost cat. But he actually felt it.
But
because he reached down and gave it a pet.
But so many people have talked about feeling a cat rubbing up against their legs, feeling a cat jump on their bed, all those.
But to actually pet it is a little one more step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could feel it kind of around. Around you or maybe brush up on you, but to reach down and actually touch it, it has mass, you know, there's density there. You're, you know, that is what's really strange to me. Now he's pretty small. Well, no, he's 8. See, I think 8 is not that small.
Well, he was 3.5 feet tall. So physically he was small.
Physically small, but you know, I'm thinking at 8 years old, you're old enough to comprehend. A little younger than that, maybe not. But gosh, I would think by 8, you'd go, oh yeah, Sally, hey, I hope there wasn't some other creepy animal in your house, like a rat or something. But I don't think so. I think you would know the difference between them.
Since he felt it, a rat would feel so much different than a cat.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of any sort of thing that could do this, and I just can't think of anything. Like, something could brush you, and you could go, what's the cat? Right, like, I mean, a rat could brush you, and in your kind of dreamy state, you would just think it was the cat and go on. But you don't reach down and pet it and not know the difference.
I don't know, but he did say something at the end of that. That's kind of what opened him up to things. So mm-hmm. I think he has a whole lifetime of experiences.
I think so too.
So I'd really love to hear more.
Yeah.
Well, share your real ghost stories with us. We like to hear them. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can just leave us voicemail. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, you can do that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.